Welcome to the blessings of Christ on this 20th day of August. Oh, my friends, we have moved through quite a challenging summer in many ways, different ways for different people, but it has been a global challenge. And frankly, I look forward to the fall and some resolutions of all these things. I'm coming here today in the spirit of peace. Let us pray for peace around the world. Pray for resolutions of problems and conflicts and disturbances that have shaken up our lives. We are one family, and we need to work together as a family to really bring back wholeness to our community, local and global, in every way. And I bring that request and offering as we start our call today. We are very, very happy to have Nancy on the call today. Thank you for being here, Nancy.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day despite heat or rain or whatever, but I hope you're having a great Sunday because we sure are.
Oh, I know. You know, it seems like everywhere in the world, somebody is having a great Sunday and somebody is having a very challenged one. So we want to spread the blessings. We want to take these beautiful experiences and shake some angel dust off of them to help life be better for everyone else. I just got
Amen.
Pardon me. Gotta take a little drink here. I just received a text from our Bishop Dale. He's in the French Alps with his family this weekend, and the photographs are just frankly delicious. I mean, if you could eat scenery, that would be your dish to have. Oh my goodness, and cool and beautiful. Oh wow,
nice. I think we're going to be getting some rain though, Glenda. I think it's coming our way.
Yes, it will be.
Hello.
I'm sorry to think that it may be coming as a result of the hurricane hitting the Pacific coast. So we keep all of our friends on the Pacific coast in our prayers as well. That all we receive from it is rain, a gentle rain and nourishment, and that it flies back off into the Pacific Ocean. So we definitely pray for that, and that minimal damage will be done anywhere that human life exists. So, that's what I meant when I say it seems like there's always something happening this summer. And I think what it represents is that change is happening in the world. And we have many different ways of responding to change. The weather brings its own changes, which if it was just the world dealing with it, not the world, but if it was just the planet dealing with herself, well, she'd draw up water from one part of the ocean and give it back to the other part of the ocean. And that would actually assist in the rotation of the ocean waters, which is a very good thing. And no one is hurt. Maybe a few fish are translocated, but they'll be located back into the water. And that's just the cycle of life. But when we get involved, unfortunately, we think that our will is going to prevent everything because I will that this not happen to me. I plan that this will not happen to me. And we don't realize everybody's saying the same thing. And instead of willing that the will of God be done and let us work together, which would be the proper way of addressing it, we do it the other way around. And so we run into conflict. And we're still children, I might say, and not always children of an innocent heart, but children that don't know what to do when things get stirred up. So we panic, and we don't always follow the right guidance. But we pray for peace, because peace tends to bring the right guidance into everything. We pray for peace of heart. We pray for peace of coexistence, because when our coexistence is peaceful, we tend to be helpful to one another. We basically are created to love one another. We just don't do that all the time, because either we panic or we think we have to take care of ourselves in the rawest and most immediate sense of the word, and we don't even do a good job of that. So I just pray for peace and guidance and gathering into harmony, that we may move through whatever situation is coming our way. I have a very good feeling that a lot of situations are going to come our way, because there are changes happening. And it is my faith and observation that these changes are actually good. They're good changes. It's just they're happening so fast and in so many different currents of events. We don't know how to take it all in. So be in the presence of God. Be in the will of God. Be in the love of one another. And you'll get through it in the very best possible way. And I think it really, really will be good. In one of my moments of great enlightenment observation, after extended prayer time that I gave this last week to the people in Maui, and the charitable donations and the responders and the helpers that are there to get them through it, one of the things that I saw in my return from prayer is that the rebuilding will be even better than what went down. That it will be actually better and bring a more beautiful space. And yes, it will take a period of time for nature to rebuild, but it will. And as we see it grow, we will grow with it. And I'm going to take this a step further, because when I looked at that, I looked at the world today, and I saw that in many ways, this kind of damage is not as terrible, not as horrible, but as challenging all over the world to bring about a new and better world. And then I asked myself, and I asked God, well, what is this all about? And he said, Glenda, look back over the life you lived and the 20th century. He said, the century you were born into was a century of darkness. Wars unlike the world had ever seen before. Social depression and oppression that the world had never seen before. Revolutions the world had never seen before. More wars, cold wars, as the world had never seen. He said, this is why I sent in so many light workers. He said, I sent in millions of light workers to the 20th century, because we needed candles in every square mile of the planet. Mm-hmm. You lived in the dark century. And for the first time, my friends, I saw it. And I went, well, yeah, I didn't really see it before, because most of my friends were light workers, because I came to bring the light, because I was working with Yeshua and others that were light workers bringing enlightenment. I didn't see it, but I looked back and I went, holy cow, it was a century of darkness. And then I said, are we moving into a century of light? And he said, indeed you are. That made me feel very, very good. And it made me feel very hopeful about the changes we're going through, because what we're doing is we're burning out the fields of darkness. We're burning out the fields of war. We're burning out the fields of conflict and mistrust so that we don't carry them forward. And that was my message from God for you.
Oh, thank you. That's good, Gloria.
Now, it doesn't make it easy to... It doesn't make it easy to go through, but it makes it more inspiring to look for light on the other side. And I felt like, yes, we're not heading into more of this chaos. The chaos is the burning off of the darkness that preceded this. We did have, and it doesn't take away the fact that there were so many advancements in the 20th century. For goodness sake, we went to the moon. We advanced in so many ways, but what propelled the advancement is that people that were sent here to bring light kept searching above the darkness to bring that light. We had geniuses that were born. We had innovators that were born. We had changes in outlook toward medicine. But they didn't really get there. They tried. They tried. They brought innovations. But we're going to get there in this century. We're getting there already. The promise is coming. Now, I'm not saying that what's coming is the new heaven on earth. That may be a ways away. But I would settle for a century of enlightenment, true light, and peace. I would settle for that. With a few problems speckled here and there. That would be so good. It really would. And if I could help bring that about, then I would leave in peace. Oh, that brings up another note, a kind of a humorous note. I got an email from Bishop Dale, and he said, I'm just checking on you because I heard on the rumor line that you had passed. And I thought, where in the world did you hear that? No, I might have passed out from the heat, but I'm still here romping and stomping and looking forward to a few more decades to finish off this project that I accepted responsibility for. So if you hear any of those rumors, please, please redirect them back into the love and the light that I am. Okay?
Absolutely. And to the Sunday blessing call. We'll direct them there.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. Well, I think I know how that got started. I have not been able to monitor our business phone for some time because I have so many people wanting to call in. Chat, how you doing? And I don't have time for that. And so the message machine just got filled up and filled up. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put on a message that says we have this call center is temporarily closed so that we can renovate everything for a brighter future. I think I need to put an explanatory message there. So if you've tried to come in and were not able to, I deeply apologize. I have not been able to I handle the store with a little bit of help from Hannah, and she's a sweetheart. She really tries hard for a young woman, always the kids. You know, compared to me, she's a puppy. But she does great with a great attitude. I love her. But she's just here maybe once or twice a week, and I do everything else, and that's a big job. So I feel good. I'm coming through everything, but I don't feel good enough to do everything I once did with three employees. That's a whole different crate of puppies, and I'm not quite there yet. So thank you so much for your patience with me and your prayers because they're paying off, and I feel the energy of creating these new dynamics, this whole new dynamic world of peace and synergy and love and hope and looking at problems that we just rise above, And I'm learning. I'm still learning, but coming to an accomplishment stage of Zoom calling, because we're gonna do some seminars with Zoom so that I can actually be with you and you can be with one another, which is a big step forward. And hopefully by Christmas, if all goes well, God is willing and the creek don't rise, as Tennessee Ernie Ford used to say, we're going to schedule another live blessing course, another live blessing call, because we do need help getting through this transition that I'm talking about. It might get worse before it gets better, but it's not the beginning of an age of horrors. I have that word, that promise from on high. So have hope. And build that hope into your expectation and your heart-centered love.
Hope, such a great word. And it's so helpful because it does give you that peace you're talking about. And when you have peace, you can deal with everything so much better. It really is. You really get mucked up when you're in your emotional body all kind of, it's hard.
It is. It really, really is. And I have so much gratitude and praise for the generations that lived through the 20th century, that they held our world together, that they moved us forward. And they did it through faith and through hope. And hope in darkness is a courageous thing. It's a courageous thing. I was born in World War II. So I was born into it. And when I was just a little baby, 1-2 years old, my parents drove me around to see the parked bombers from World War II and tell me the stories about the war. So I was born into that energy and knowing what a terrible, terrible calamity that besieged so many people. I heard the stories. I heard the reports. I grew up with them. And it wasn't much longer until we were in the Korean War. And in school, we had to do bomb drills, getting under our little desk. And, to a little child, 6 years old, that's terrifying. It really is. And it's okay, because we got through it. And we were sent here to get through it. We were sent here to hold, here's what I look at faith and hope and charity. I look at them very interesting ways in regard to light. Hope is the light of the world. Hope is what we put out there, our dreams, our beliefs, our certainty, our guidance. Faith is what we hold in the darkness, because even in the darkness, there's a candle in our heart, and our heart is united with God. That's faith. And charity is the love we have for one another that gets us through it. So faith, hope, and charity can get us through anything.
Thank gosh.
Yeah. And we still need that. We still need that triangle, which in our life is a synergistic engagement with the Holy Trinity. Faith would be God the Father and our connection with God. Hope is the guidance we get from the Holy Spirit. And charity is the love of Christ that we give to one another and that we hold within ourselves as the light of our being, knowing that we were put here to be a candle inside of darkness. This is why we meet every Sunday, to bring these pillars of faith, hope, and charity into our world. And they're a little different now than they were 50 years ago. On the outside, in the middle of the 20th century, we were feeling in the material world, everything was grand and glorious. Oh, we were on the up and up. We were fine. But actually, in the deeper layers, we were not fine. More trouble was brewing. And it would break out soon enough in the Vietnam War. And then everything that followed that. It was not a century of light, but we were light workers who came here to bring the light. And Christ, as always, is the light of the world. And the Holy Spirit was our guidance through it that gave us hope. And God was our anchor of faith. You know, more different denominations of religion were created in the 20th century than had ever been on the world before, ever. And not just Christian, but in other religions around the world. But within the Christian faith, we had the birth of the birth of the Unity Church was in the late 19th century, but it flourished in the 20th century. Other new faith Christianity expressions flourished in the 20th century. Those were to support the light workers that came here to bring new light, new hope, new faith. And then for those who couldn't quite go that far, the evangelical churches were here to celebrate, to use their faith and their worship as a form of celebration, as a form of rejoicing, as a form of expectation and, just faith on display, you might say. It was joy. And we had everything from the most conservative to the most flamboyant. And then we had faith come out in our doctors, you know, so many medical systems of faith were born into the world, and pathways of enlightenment that happened. It was necessary that they all happen because we had to bring light into a darkened world. That was our job. Now, a lot of you on this call, like me, were part of that movement. You were part of that movement. And I'm saying this not just to bring a vision of the future, but to thank you, to thank everyone who worked diligently because you changed the world. You brought about a new world that is birthing. And unfortunately, labor is more painful than pregnancy. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're in the stages of labor, and it's not an easy labor. It's a painful labor, and it's an extended labor. And, we may have triplets born all over. We have no idea what the will of God is, but we can approach it with faith, hope, and charity. And I want to thank you for being that force in the world. And then coming here in our blessing calls to be with others as that force in the world. And to have the courage to step forward and just say, well, you know, we're still doing it. We may do it a different way. We may have different challenges to face, but we're doing it. And we're in the stage where we're really going to see a culmination and a glorious celebration of the work we have done. I know that is happening, my friends. So, Nancy, it's all yours.
I'm here.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Well, we've got a lot. That was fabulous. So good. I know everybody's on their edge, ready to share something because we've got so many people calling in. So I'm going to see who's got something to share first. It's looks like it's Anne. Hi, Anne. Can you hear us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
I gotcha. We can hear you.
Oh, yay. Boy, I feel like it's so perfect, what Glenda, what you were saying. I really needed to hear it I am asking for to grow some face muscles. I called in, I think the last call I asked for my scalp. The last call I asked for myself, I mentioned that I had been diagnosed with early stage kidney disease, and then later learned I had prediabetes. And I really appreciate your encouragement. I really appreciated your encouragement. I'm going to try to turn off the GPS. I'm so sorry. I appreciated your encouragement so much, and I really made some major changes in my diet and my exercise, and I was, until about Tuesday of this week, I was feeling better than I had in 5 or 6 years. It was incredible how I was feeling. And even a couple of people had said, oh, my God, you know, I told them my age, and they're like, you look so much younger than that. So I know something was really changing profoundly. And one of the things that I had decided was that, I own a business, and that, whatever happened to the business, it was in God's hands. And then it was like my health just boomeranged in some amazing, amazing ways. My energy increased. I was starting to work more, even though I told myself I would only do 33 hours a week. I started working up more, and I attracted somebody who wanted to buy the business. I attracted last week a prospect that wanted just his work would increase the business by 20%, and I started getting really anxious about whether or not I could handle all this stuff coming at me, and whether I would have to work. And I started getting into my own way, trying to, before I was surrendering to the process entirely, and now I was trying to figure out how to, do I sell my business or not, and not liking the offer that I got, and then making myself sicker. So in 6 days, I've really, created some, I could feel it in my body. So I guess the good news is if it was that fast, it shifted, in a couple of months, I could shift my health in some really amazing ways, then maybe, and if this is just a few days and not feeling well, maybe I can shift it again. But I feel like, I've been going through some panic attacks and stuff like that, and I just really want to have stronger faith and trust that I don't have to do it all, that God's got my back, and I'm not going to make any mistake that God can't recover. So that's it. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Well, and first of all, I want to congratulate you on all of your success. And then, if you don't mind, I'd like to use you as an example of what we all do to ourselves. we set ourselves up for what we receive. You were doing great when you were expanding and doing your life in faith and in joy and taking the appropriate measures for your life, given the fact that you've got a little bit of recovery to do. And then you allowed the doubt to come in. And what happened is that it obeyed you. And then you panicked because you went, oh, wow, did I do that? Well, yes, of course you did that. And you can undo it. We all do this to ourselves all the time. All
we
the
sure
time.
Sure do.
Listen to yourself, okay? Do a replay of a recording of yourself talking, okay? And learn from that. And now that doesn't say that you cannot ask for help in taking your recovery and acceleration further, but perhaps your body wasn't ready to take it further. You might have maxed out on how far it was able to go at this time. You know, our body is pretty much like any other part of our life. It reaches plateaus of ability, and then it has to adjust to those plateaus of ability before it can accelerate any further. This is actually true of, let's just say Olympic runners. I'll give you just a very high-level example. Trainers teach runners to reach intermittent plateaus so their body can adapt to the demand on the heart, the breathing, the metabolism, and then you accelerate, reach. These are miniature plateaus, like maybe anywhere from 30 seconds to 1 to 3 minutes long, where you hold the plateau and then accelerate. You hold the plateau and accelerate. Okay. Now, I know that, I don't know, but I would speculate that anyone who has ever tried to lose weight has learned that your body reaches plateaus, and you have to respect those plateaus, or it will not lose any more weight. And those plateaus can be very vexing and very troublesome, frustrating, and then we'll just say, oh, no, don't tell me this is the best I can do. This is all I can do. Well, your body needs a chance to stabilize and synergize all of its systems. And this one is a good one to talk about for you because it's about your body. Your body has many different systems to it. It's got its aerobic system, which is the way it breathes and utilizes oxygen and eliminates from the metabolic process everything it needs to eliminate. It's got its digestive process. It's got its cardiovascular system. It's got its immune system. It's got its kidney and blood purifying system. It's got many systems. Now, in the process of losing weight, one system may have been over-challenged, while other systems were able to help you just take off 5 pounds. Let's just say your cardiovascular system was doing really well. You exercised and you were able to burn calories and you took off 5 pounds. But the taking off of 5 pounds left a lot of debris that your kidneys had to clean out. And so your body went on a stall, a plateau, and it said, no more weight loss till I clean out my kidneys. Thank you very much. Just be patient with me. We'll get the job done eventually. And that's what your body's saying back to you. Or it might be your aerobic system discovered that it really was not up to the amount of oxygen you needed distributed to your system in order to accelerate that weight loss you were going for. And your body's going to tell you something that you need a little bit more time working on, and that is building up your aerobic capacity. Not to say you're going to work out more in the gym, but you may take up some meditation process with very deep breathing. You're working on expanding your lungs. You're working on expelling the air, cleaning your lungs, and so forth, which has nothing to do with exercise. It's about repairing your aerobic system. There are so many different systems in our body, all of which could be affected. In fact, you could even be drawing calcium from your bones. Yeah, you could be in losing weight. You could be drawing, and your bones say, no more. That's it. And you need to drink more calcium fortifying beverages. I've been through this, guys, and I have talked to specialists who have given me the hard the hard coaching and say, Glenda, cool it. Cool it. Let just be grateful that you're on this plateau, and now you can work on other things. You're going to detox. You're going to work on your breathing. You're going to work on your immunity, because actually you might have endangered your immune system by pushing your body so far in the direction of shedding these pounds. You're going to work on everything else. Then you get back to losing a few more pounds. Okay? And it could surprise you how this works. It really, really could. I've talked long enough. I'm not going to give you another example. But this really does apply to the need for intervals. We have a need for intervals in everything. And that's one of the reasons I have taught you the four square breathing, because the emphasis is actually on the intervals. It's in the intervals that your body does its work. It's in the intervals that actually your mind does its work. Guess what sleep is? An interval. It's an interval in which your body repairs itself, your mind cleans its, the brain actually cleans itself, it recharges itself, gets rid of unessential data that you do not need to use tomorrow, because yesterday is gone, and those incidental things that happened to you yesterday do not need to be stored. Sleep is a very important interval. Prayer is an interval, in case you don't know. This is why Yeshua said, go into a closet where you can be peaceful and be with God. When you're with God, you're leaving the world. And there's not too many ways you can actually leave the world other than sleep and prayer and deep meditation. Sometimes we can actually leave the world in a state of humor and joy. And that's also a good direction. But these intervals are where the magic happens. Find these intervals. Appreciate them. And don't rush through them. It's okay that your body said, I got to stop for a while. Okay?
Thank you so much. That's amazing. I didn't even tell you I'd lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I've lost about 15 pounds in 2.5 months. So thank you for everything you said. And I will be really reflecting on it.
You may need an interval even on losing that weight.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really grateful for this
Glenda.
Call.
Yeah, and it occurred to me what you're sharing, Glenda, with Anne, for all of us. It's like, it's almost like talking about what you were saying earlier, how the body is kind of what we're going through in the world. You know, it's like another, it's like a metaphor. Just everything you're saying can line up in my thinking of what, you know, what's happening out there and how we're going to come through it with hope, like you said. And the body can really be such an example of that, of what's happening externally, you know?
It really can. It really, really can. And we have to learn to be grateful for all of our moments of peace, because they're a gift. And look for those moments of peace. Don't rush through them, my friends. That's my greatest advice to you right now. If a moment of peace comes through, don't say, yeah, but I didn't finish what I was doing. Take that peace.
Yeah.
That peace gift. More important than finishing what you were doing.
Great advice.
Just be.
Well, thank you, Ann.
Hmm?
Yeah. I was just saying thank you, Ann,
thank
for bringing
it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
What I was going to say is it may just be that the peace you accept as a break in your life may take care of what you were trying to finish.
That's a gift. That's a big gift right there.
Who do we have next?
We have... let's see. Hi, Jeannie. Is this Jeannie?
Hi. Yes, it is. Yep. Hi, Glenda and Nancy and everyone. Glenda, what you talked about is, you know, I mean, it's like directed right at me. It is so good to hear, and it is so much what I needed to hear, and the peace and guidance, you know, faith, hope, and charity, but the peace and guidance and being in peace, that message is so, so important for me right now. I've got an issue at work, and it's my own business. And, you know, I want to be on the prayer list to be able to resolve it positively and easily. And what you're saying about, you know, be in peace and have it in God's hands, that's like just exactly what I need to hear. So that's it.
Good. Someone already heard your prayer. It is amazing how every Sunday, everything I say was the answer to somebody's prayer. So you're being listened to, and you may receive the answer in many different forms and ways. But often, so many people receive their answer on this call.
And then they experience peace. It sounds like you're experiencing peace, Jeannie. That's so great. You know, you can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure more peaceful now than I was in the middle of the night, I can tell.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yes. Yep. And thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jeannie, if you feel complete, we're going to move on to another caller, if that's okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, love to you. Glenda, we have Eva. Hi, Eva. We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, well, hi. I just found out last week that I have a large liver cyst, and I guess that was a good bit of my problem. And I had the ultrasound, and now I need to go for a CAT scan, and then I need to go for a gastroenterologist appointment. And so I'm not real thrilled about all that. And the pain was getting better, and I was hoping that it was just all whatever the problem was going away. But now I've got a new problem, or it's been there, but I didn't know it was there. So I would like some blessings on that.
It's not a new problem. I think it is the problem. When it's gone, you're going to feel great.
Yeah, it's just that I don't know how it will be gone. I had a friend that gave me some liver detox herbal things, and I'm hoping that I can get it, dissolved without going through any major things. So I'm asking for that and hoping for that. So I hope that this will be the end of my problems when it finally dissolves, as I hope it will.
God bless you, Eva. Our prayers are with you. I know how long you've been working and worrying about this and suffering the pain. So our prayers are with you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And there's something else I was wondering. How do I get to, if I don't get on the call live, which sometimes happens, where do I go now? I haven't been able to get into, the site.
You haven't? The site is up.
Yeah.
But
the archives are there.
No. Eva, it's not the group site is down permanently. It will not, but you can go to christblessing.org and all of the calls are posted there. Sometimes they're not posted until Monday. It depends upon Tim's schedule on Sunday, whether they get posted immediately or the next day. But you just go to christblessing.org, and the call is
there. I haven't been able to get into it.
Well,
I tried that, and I wasn't able to get
christblessing.org?
So they keep telling me that I don't have the right password, I don't have this, I don't do that.
You don't need password.
Sometimes
you don't
need
a password
for it?
No. I think you may be confusing the old group site, which you did need a password for. That doesn't exist anymore. Go to
christblessing.org. That must be what I'm trying to get into.
Yeah, go to christblessing.org.
Okay. And that should get me right in without a password?
Oh, there's no password to it. It's an open website.
Well, I'll try some more. I thought that's what I was doing.
I just tested it for you. Yeah, Eva, I just did it. I mean, I do it all the time, but I just tested it just to give you some confidence. Just Christ, not with an S at the end, just christblessing.org, and there the calls are, and the conference information, but there's also the recordings, and so they're there for you. So let us know if you have any trouble, but it should work.
Yeah, I think you were used to going into the group site, which was created for blessing givers, and you did need a password for that, but that does not exist anymore because they became too difficult to deal with and very, very, very expensive, like $75 a month, and only a handful of people used it. So we made ChristBlessing.org an open website so that anyone can go there and listen to the blessings because, really, this is open to everyone.
Uh-huh. And it's Christ Blessing without any capitals except, or no capitals.
All lowercase, nothing but just Christ Blessing. And not blessings, not an S on the end, Christ Blessing. .org.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
Again, and see if I can make it because last week I didn't get it on the hold. I had part of it, but I didn't get all of it, and I wanted to listen again, and I just wasn't able to get it. Okay.
Good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And I appreciate your blessings.
That's a beneficial question for everybody. So everyone write that down and know that if you can't be on the call, pick it up later. And it's, like I said, it's not always posted on Sunday. It depends on our web having
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and actually, every call going back 10 years is available on that website.
Okay. Great.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, we were able to save everything and make it all open to the public, which is a really a good thing.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Eva.
Yeah, I hope this illness will finally go away and be able to function better.
Yes. Keep your faith high, and it's all going to work out, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it's just that I feel, I don't know, I don't feel as close sometimes to the energy and to the love, and that bothers me too, because I want to be there with all the power.
Absolutely. We know you do, and we pray for that for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
all right.
Be blessed and take care of yourself.
Be blessed.
Okay.
And keep us posted. Okay,
all
we
right.
have, let's see. I thought that someone came through, but that didn't work. Okay, we have someone from 512. Is this Nancy?
It's Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Hello.
I have. Eva was talking about having a cyst on her liver. They say that if you put a castor oil pack over your liver, that the castor oil will seep in and break up the cyst.
That's what I
hear. And people love, anyway, it's castor oil. It doesn't bother anything. So, I'm feeling kind of selfish. And with all everything in the world, I just know that peace will come to those who want it. And what you want will come to you. And what I want is for my cat to come back inside the house. You guys put a wonderful blessing onto him the other day, and I saw him. And he looked at me, and he goes, oh, I'm fine, and ran away. And so if you guys would help, you know, help me bring an angel to make him come to the house.
At least you know he's alive.
Yeah. I know he's alive. You guys, thank you so much for that. You wouldn't believe how much it helped just seeing him. So I'm feeling kind of selfish and just that, you know, get into the house, you stupid. Well, I call him Elliot the idiot.
Yeah. We've all been there with our
kids. It's more than 100 degrees out there still, you know. So before the rain comes, you know, blessings to all the animals that are out there, you know, in the heat. And if they need to, they can come by the house and get a drink of water. I got water out there for them. So it's
all right.
Because life is really kind of good right now. I want to share.
Good. Well, if you're laughing, we know things are good. Okay, so we second the motion for all your requests.
Thank you, Nancy. You're welcome. We have Stormy. Hi, Stormy.
Yes, I'd like to talk about a blessing I created over 20 years ago, and it is a communion with the mosquito. When I see a mosquito land on me, I say, nourish yourself. I have plenty of blood to spare. And that the life within my blood will nourish you. And that from creature to creature, as it moves from the food chain, the light of my blood is moved through many different creatures in the world. And therein is a beautiful use of what the mosquito can be for all of us in sharing the light of our blood with all the creatures in the world.
Well, that's actually a very good example of surrender, Stormy. And a surrender is has quite a miraculous therapy upon everything it touches. But it also reminds me of a very humorous African proverb that I think will bring a chuckle to everyone, and actually a reminder of truth. And here's the proverb: if you ever think you're too small to have an effect, try spending a night with a mosquito.
Right? Ooh, they can be really menacing.
they can sure make you aware that they exist.
And from the mosquito, because of this communion I have entered into, I cannot succumb to any disease that the mosquito would carry. It is the vibrational rate that is too high to allow such a disease to enter. And that's what this, when you say, when you'll move up kind of thing, that's what it's about. You keep your vibrational rate above any disease. And it's that communion I created that will not allow me to have such a disease unless, like the Buddha finally says, it's time for me to die. I'm going to let this man we treat infect me so I can pass away. And he lowered his vibration rate and he passed away. And, you know, I just thought that's a beautiful communion that I just remembered here the last week about a communion with the mosquito. And there's no fear. And I'm going, you know, a doctor friend of mine told me 20 years ago, he says, you know, Ben, you have the richest blood I've ever seen in the world. The world would love to have your blood. So I decided the mosquito would be glad to have it also.
Okay, well, don't go to Africa. You might be giving too much blood. but
there are mosquitoes that will come, and there are mosquitoes that will not come to me, Linda.
Okay.
Besides, you eat enough garlic, none of them come to you.
Well, it's good, very good contemplation. And it brought to mind something that I have been contemplating and also reading for some time, and that is the direction medicine will go in the future to being primarily vibrational, changing the vibration of a situation, and it's gone. I think this is one of the secrets to Yeshua's miraculous instantaneous healing of people who had deadly afflictions. He brought love, first of all, which is above all vibrations, but he used that to accelerate the vibrations of that person up to a level where that disease could not exist. The affliction could not exist. And I think, in a way, this goes back to what we were talking with earlier about how things were going well and then they were not going well. Well, we changed our vibration, and that's basically what happened. One of the ways to keep from lowering your vibration, if you're seeing that it sags, is create a plateau, create an interval, create peace, be in that state of peace. And it allows you to change and to choose the vibration you wish to be in. So peace brings an interval for you that restores your control of your life. And whenever you feel any loss of control, be in peace. Find something, some place to be, some way to be, whether it's listening to music, sitting under a tree, whatever, looking at the sky at night, whatever brings you peace. Be in that state of peace. This is one of the things I have noticed accompanies the presence of the Holy Spirit is peace. Peace in the coming, peace in the leaving. Peace in the message. The spirit of peace is with the Holy Spirit. And it can restore you. It can take you to a much higher level of being, existing, vibrating, interchanging with the world and with others. And that changes everything, my friends, everything. Mm-hmm. The place on which you exist changes everything.
And yes. So it is.
And so it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stormy.
All right.
Okay. We have so many wonderful callers. Hi, Christopher. Your line is open.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I was going to ask a question, but it's getting so close to the end that I think I'm going to withhold. But I just want to say, Glenda, you're on fire today. Goodness. And I mean, really, wow. Thank you so much for, what you shared about the vision of hope for the future, that this is a time when the darkness and all of that, is being excavated and released and that we're not entering another round. That was really apropos and I felt it. And also your acknowledgement of the development of so many denominations, within Christianity and also beyond the Unity Church and the New Thought movements and all the ways that Spirit has manifested to support us in the time of darkness. Mm-hmm. Super exciting to hear and exhilarating, really. Just like, yes, yes, thank you for the reminder. And then what you shared with Anne about the process of healing, I am just so grateful. And it's been something that I've been really, really playing with myself as well. Speaking to Anne's question about work and business and thinking about how it's like planting a garden. And I feel every action I take that's aligned with what I should be doing is like planting a seed and then really trusting the power of God and the power of nature to grow that seed. And then every time I try to go there and accelerate the growth process, it's like trying to pull up the grass to make it grow faster is so ridiculous because you pull it out. You pull it out. And
well, of course.
So, right? The thing
that
about healing.
That is the perfect example of doubt. The perfect
right.
example.
Instead, you know, there's this, I love how Yeshua said, you know, store your treasures up in heaven. I mean, you could think about that in a very expanded, exalted way around, you know, death and life beyond life, but also in a simple way, in a practical way of just like, as I'm building my business, as I'm building my clientele out of graduate school and coming back to my work in a new way with a fresh perspective, really trusting that God is my co-pilot, God is my business partner, that I keep going, wait, okay, I did everything I could, and I need to trust that God's going to do his part, and he keeps doing his part. And I keep seeing, I'm building, and when my mind goes to doubt, I go, wait a minute, I'm building. I'm building. I'm watching things grow, and the seeds I planted over there, I give a little attention to them, water them, you know, instead of my mind going to, it's not happening fast enough. What's going to happen? It's like God is helping. Mm-hmm. And it's so real to me now in a way that I always loved God, you know, since I was very young, trusted God. But this is it's a deepening, and I'm just celebrating it. Thank you, Yeshua. Because ever since I met him and started receiving the blessing, that experience of God being real and being a living partner in my life has grown so much. So mm-hmm. just like wanted to say thank you for everybody, to everybody, Anne and Dean and everybody for your sharings. It's and Glenda for your amazing channel that you have today and always. But today is like, wow, thank you, everybody.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm so glad you really got it, didn't you?
I did. I'm getting it. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Glenda. I really am.
Good deal.
You
well,
bless
so
everybody.
Christopher. And did everyone notice that almost everybody who talked today ended with laughter?
Right.
Everyone ended with a chuckle or some laughter. That's a good sign. It's a good sign that you moved up. You moved up. One of the things that I won't go any further. I think that was. I can save that for next week. We're going to be here every week. We've been here every Sunday for over, well, how many years?
The 13th year.
13 years?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, 13 plus. We started in June 2010. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think I missed maybe over the years, I think I might have missed a total of 10 calls from being in either in surgery recovery or Larry's passing. But someone was here who carried blessing givers were here. So the call happened every Sunday for 13 years.
And that's a blessing.
Yeah,
it is. And it's a confirmation of God's will that it be here.
Yes. Ah, well, thank you, Christopher. And we're so glad God is so real for you. It's just wonderful.
Thanks.
So
thank you. Have your week.
Okay. We're going to move on. We have several more callers. We have, hi, Stephen.
Hello, everybody. So grateful to be on this call. I just want to ask for a blessing for just protection from all these natural disasters and events that are going on, the hurricane, the fire, of course. Just add, you know, continue blessings around that. I love, you know, Glenda, what you shared about the peace and the intervals. I know for myself, I'm going through a big interval, as you know, in my life with my career. I've taken some time off and now I'm excited to move forward and seek employment as a minister, which you're helping me with so much. So thank you again. And I just seek, you know, blessings from Yeshua around that whole process of transformation and elevation. And I love what Stormy said about the mosquitoes. I've done the same thing myself. And I just want to add too that I've found for myself and through others that just telling myself that I love that itchy feeling and never to touch the mosquito bite, it works wonders for me, because it just, I think the nervous system just gets fatigued after about 15 minutes and just forgets that it's even there, and the itchiness goes away. And I find that so long as I don't touch that mosquito bite, it'll just go away magically quite quickly. And, but the moment you touch it, it's like it restarts that 15 minute clock of itchiness. And I reprogram my mind saying to myself, oh, I love the itchiness. It's so wonderful. Bring on the itchiness. It's beyond orgasmic, and it always works. It always works, and the mosquitoes just go poof in the thin air. So, but you know, the transformation. I know for myself on the health. You know, from working with my lower back to, you know, other things. I've been, you know, 30 years. I've seen these slow transformations in my body over a 30-year period as I moved to a healthier lifestyle. And I'm still to this day going through deeper cleanses and deeper transformations. And truly I feel that my whole being is a different animal, if you will, almost compared to 10, 20, 30 years ago. So, I just want to say thank you for, you know, pointing that out. That was super valuable information to me. I also just want to ask for a blessing for safe travels for my fiance. She's going in a few days back to England, and also for the process of obtaining an immigration visa for her to come to the United States without vaccinations. She and I really don't believe in vaccinations, and we hope to be able to claim a religious exemption with the federal government so that she can enter in the United States without being fully vaccinated. Currently, the schedule is about 15 or 20 vaccinations that an immigrant has to have. But there is, from what I understand, and from Dr. Gabriel Cousins, a religious exemption, which we've sought through him. So I just ask for a blessing that process of going through all those steps and hurdles and, you know, applications and everything, that process goes smoothly and quickly through the United States government. And, yeah. And then again, just a blessing to you, Glenda. Thank you so much for transforming my life and for this community for helping me transform throughout all the years. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting you brought up the subject of immigration because there's a blessing that I want to ask. It's very special. It's for our church, and it's for a minister, an international minister, that we want to bring over to work domestically in our church for a while in order to help us develop international ministries that actually can work, because we're moving toward the time where we want to do a televised broadcast. We want to be reaching people all over the world. And we know that people who have been domestic their whole life don't have the same understanding of how important it is and in what way we reach people in, well, let's say, emerging nations, emerging into global culture. And we're having a lot of trouble. It's not that there's anything wrong with his qualifications. It's just that it's going to cost the church a lot to establish our church as being qualified for what's called an R1 visa. That's where a church can bring over international ministers to serve in the United States for a while and then return to their home. And I have been not stressing because I don't let myself go there, but I've been in a place where most normal humans would be highly stressed over what I'm encountering with immigration service and attorneys that are telling me X, Y, and Z is necessary, and it may be a long and challenging venture to be qualified on this. And I know that this is God's will. I do know that. But we've got to have a little help in getting it to be the will of the immigration service. And so for this, I do add special blessings from our blessing givers and all of you in your prayers that we will be successful with a minimum of struggle in bringing about this goal that we're working on. So we're kind of synergistic on that, Stephen, and maybe we can help each other.
Absolutely, Glenda. Anything that I learn, I'll pass on to you.
That would be great. And ditto, same from me to you.
Thank you.
We're in the early stages, though. So, well, Nancy, do we have anybody else? We've got to get into our blessing.
We do. Thank you, Stephen. We have Sarah. Hi, Sarah. We're so glad you're here today.
Thank you so much. Aloha, Nancy and Glenda and beloved community. I am so grateful to be a part of this community. Thank you for the recordings and Caroline last week giving us a space where we might donate to in the Maui situation. So if anyone wants to go back to last week's recording, I really appreciated getting it from there. Thank you, Nancy, for mentioning castor oil. I've learned that that is actually means the palm of Christ. So I believe there is a special magic, a special medicine for castor oil. And I just want to ask for a specific blessing for healing the energies of addiction, of alcoholism. And I ask this for my father, Peter, for myself, and for all of our brothers and sisters in struggles with addiction, asking the help of Yeshua. Thank you so much.
Amen. And we're there for you. We hold you in our hearts and in our prayers. And we're going to give you a direct blessing right now. Let's get ready for it, everybody. Okay?
We have one more caller. Caroline's on the line here real quick.
We really don't have time, Nancy. We are so far over. We've got to, I'm sorry, Carolyn. We'll hold you in our heart, and we know that God will know exactly what you're needing and asking for. Okay?
Yes, it's getting late.
Because we have we have people on call around the world actually lining up for this. And if we're late, they miss it. So I just don't like to move over. And we went over quite a way today. Okay. I mute so that there's no noise in the background. And we won't take as much time this time to do our stretching, but please do it yourself. Get yourself into a position where you can create some mobility in your body. Just extend your limbs. Take a deep breath. Become fluid. That's what I would. Just become fluid where energy can move through you. And no matter how able you are, you could be a yoga master. If you sit in one place too long, you become unfluid. And so we have to keep that in mind. Just be gracious unto yourself and open yourself to the energy and the flow of the Holy Spirit. The energy and the flow of love. The energy and the flow of God. Allow Yeshua to be in your heart with you in a state of prayer, in a state of love, and holding you and the highest possible vibration for your life. We ask you now just to take a very deep breath and hold it. Be grateful for the interval of absorption and now release it. Heal that interval as the gracious opportunity of giving. And then another breath, which is gracious. And then out breath, which is gracious. Continue your breath as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. But dear Yeshua, our brother in perfection, Lord of life, Son of God, we thank you that you came and gave your life to seal the connection we were given with our Heavenly Father, that in many ways we forgot or we dropped out. We just buried it and let go of it. You came and brought light to the seed, that the seed may grow. If only underground, it is growing. And it is giving us life and will burst forth into the light. We ask that you hear the prayers of everyone and give unto them according to their readiness to receive and the appropriate way for them to receive and receive the fullness of God's blessing, the fullness of the Holy Spirit and guidance. As we ask all of these things, for our community, and for those who were here but didn't ask, of course they were asking of you, and we include those prayers in our request. We ask that we may be a conduit and a voice to request for all of our brothers and sisters around the world, for the one thing we know everybody wants, which is peace. There are so many beliefs. We don't address that. There are so many ways of loving. We give that unto God, unto the ones who hold the love. But we know that we all can share peace. We ask that peace can reign in our life, in our heart, in our mind, in our relationships with one another. We ask that you feed the hungry, that you hold the children in safety, and that you express the gratitude of God for the lives that have been spent in service on this earth, that those who are about to live may feel rewarded and provided a golden shield of excellence and grace to move on to higher ground and receive their reward hereafter. We ask that you be with the lost, that they may be found, and be with the suffering, that they may be relieved of all pain. By changing the place in which they live within themselves to one that is open to miracles, a place that is open to healing, a place that is open to redemption. All these things we ask for our fellow brothers and sisters and all of nature, all of creation. Amen. Brothers and sisters, blessing givers, I ask that you join me now in offering the blessings. And we ask that the rest of you continue your prayers, that the blessings may be directed exactly to the very things you need. But beyond that, to even that which you need and don't yet know it, that you may be filled completely. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing is given. The blessing we offered to the world is given. Christ has touched our heart, our love, and the Holy Spirit prevails. We ask you to go and rest now and finish receiving your blessing. As you do, do not continue anything with words, nothing verbal, not even prayers. Do not allow your mind to process this. The mind cannot conceive what has been ordained for you to receive. Blessings to you for this day, for your coming week. And we look forward to being with you again next week. Bye for now.